This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme where we discuss everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Mailey Evans. We head to San Francisco today, where typographic jazz, the monoprints of Jack Stauffacher, is currently on at the Letterform Archive. The showcase delves into the improvisational and playful processes of the Bay Area printer. Armed with a mismatched set of 19th century woodblock letters, Jack reimagined type as abstract form and demonstrated the creative potential of the letterpress. He called these works typographic meditations, and in doing so, created bold, abstract images through configuring these familiar forms into unusual arrangements. To learn more, I caught up with the founder and executive director of the Letterform Archive, not to mention the exhibition curator. It's over to you, Rob Saunders.
For typographers and designers, it's a mind-expanding experience to see the prints because of this confluence of the use of letter forms, but for a different aesthetic purpose than graphic design. It's about the play in the process. It's something that you see sometimes in the best and most creative graphic design, but it's a kind of an elusive thing to go for. And in the workaday world of communications, you don't see it very often. Soon after he moved into this studio, which was in a printer's building, there were something like a dozen printers in the same building, a big old industrial building that had the lifts for pallets of paper and stuff that you'd need to run printers. But at one point, one of the printers who was leaving the building offered him some wood type. And he was a little bit late to the party, because when he got there, there were no complete fonts. But in any case, I think he saw the wood type just as abstract shapes. And so he picked a somewhat random selection of about 60 or 70 blocks. It was mainly simple sans serif forms and larger blocks. And he called it his toy box. It sat in one cardboard box. This became his hobby, and for 50 years, he worked with this one set of wood shapes. He made mainly two types of prints from the blocks in the toy box. One was additioned prints, which were repeatable. And so the additions ranged from 4 to 10 or 20. Some were individual prints. There were quite a few portfolios of these. That got them out in the world, including in museums. The portfolios were acquired by the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, by the LA County Museum, the Denver Art Museum, and some others. He was very intentional about what he signed and what he didn't sign, because the work itself involved a lot of iteration, experimentation, improvisation. The edition prints are lovely, but for me, the monoprints are the stuff that's really going to matter in 100 years. There's just so much passion and juice and play in them. It's really a kind of an extraordinary body of work. The constraint of the set of wood blocks is a powerful thing. You see the same blocks popping up in different compositions. He had favorite ones for sure. Some of them are just a single block, but such extraordinary experimentation with inking and composition that there's magic. In order to be repeatable, he had to use inking techniques that were consistent. His goal wasn't perfection of printing, even in the edition prints, because a lot of the woodblocks were beat up. I think he really liked them that way. He talked about them having a life of their own. There's maybe even something a little mystical about that. He felt that the blocks were telling him what to do with them in some sense. But with the monoprints, every print is unique. And his process seemed to be to first decide what to put on the bed of the press. One of the delights of the Stauffacher collection at the archive is that we were asked to clear out his studio and we got to decide what to keep. There were 2-foot-high piles of paper under all the tables. The sign prints were all in flat files. More than half of the show came from the stuff on the floor, which probably would have been thrown out. When I was curating this show, there were a lot of things that I had never seen. It was just surprising, including some older and really interesting monoprints from when he was teaching at Carnegie in Pittsburgh in the early 60s. A lot of these are made with metal type instead of wood type, but he's beginning to experiment with layering and turning, essentially creating monoprints out of lockups of metal type. You can see some of the same ideas at play, but one of the interesting things is that those early metal type monoprints have impeccable KISS impressions, just as he was trained to do. He was an amazing craftsman as a letterpress printer. But then when it came to the wood blocks, they're a little rougher on the edges, and even the edition prints aren't perfectly inked, but they're more fully inked and they're repeatable. The monoprints, some of them are just wild. We found 6 signed prints from one split block of a lowercase c. Then as we started to collate all the material, we found dozens of prints that were clearly around the same time, many of them on the same paper as the signed prints, using the same block and the same red ink. Some of them were on newsprint of that same working stuff, so clearly part of the process. And in the show, there's actually a kind of a grid on a wall where the 6 signed prints are across the bottom. And then up above each one are unsigned prints on both the good paper and the newsprint, showing what we guess would be steps in the process to get to the signed prints. And you see him just, the letters are like dancing across the page, and he's playing with, in that case, chiefly layout ideas. It's somewhat analogous, I think, to the way photographers work. They generate possibilities in volume, and then you look at a contact sheet to pick the keepers. I feel like his process with monoprints was a little bit like that. Most of the prints that he made with them have no text, so there's no semantic meaning. He's just exploring form and color. It takes them out of the world of typography in some sense.
Rob Saunders there. Typographic Jazz, the monoprints of Jack Stauffacher, is on at the Letterform Archive in San Francisco until the 26th of May 2024. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our main show, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. If you prefer print, you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. It's on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you for listening.